Lesson 5, Beliefs. This lesson is actually about the way of Sherry's studying new languages. Sherry was an incredible linguist in around the world. She's able to speak 247 languages. And now she's trying to learn a new language named Swahili. Swahili actually is Africa's languages. First, she tried a visual method. She read a lot of books, textbooks, grammar books. Actually, visual method has a related to read, related to seeing, read with eyes. She studied Swahili with visual method for 2 years, but at least she wasn't able to speak Swahili as well. She tried to modify her approach. She tried to change the way of learning to Swahili. She modified her method to kinesthetic. She used her body, movement, jump, sitting, while she was studying and learning new languages, because kinesthetic method, as we know, that has related to physical, feeling, physical movement, and whatever has related to them. After using this method, her languages boosted up. Her Swahili really boosted. She boosted her learning. She was able to speak Swahili much, much better and getting faster and faster by using a kinesthetic method. She became really good to Swahili, but she didn't achieve mastery in Swahili, so she had to added a new method to become mastery in Swahili, because you know, Sherry was master and super perfect in pre-languages than she knew, and she had to be mastery in these languages. Finally, she modified her approach again, and she added something more. She added auditory method to learning Swahili. Auditory method means related to hearing, listening, ears. Share the same thing root as audio. Audio, we knew audio means sound, and auditory means related to listening, hearing, or better to say, it's a listening method. She added auditory method to become totally mastery in Swahili. She already used the kinesthetic method next, and she added auditory method to become master in Swahili. She became to listening to Swahili every day more and more. She listened to Swahili 23.5 hours every day. She slept only 3 minutes each day. She became total mastery in Swahili in only 1 year. Now she is able to speak 248 languages. She's really the best linguist in the world, and that's it.